Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
You were describing Molinos de Puerto Rico and what you're doing, the products and some of the things that you're doing here.
Yeah, we're a manufacturing facility primarily. We do handle basically grains. When you look at ConAgra as a general company, just there's two divisions. There's a consumer group, which most people are familiar with, the Chef Boyardee's, the Act II's, the Slim Jim's, the Orville Redenbacher's, Healthy Choice. That's one side of ConAgra. The other side is the commercial side, which works with mainly our flour mills in the U.S. and this one, and in addition to that, the Lamb Weston Group, which are potatoes. A big supplier of many of the fast foods and that type of business. And so the commercial tends to be commodity driven, and so that's why we, as a flour mill, are part of that group. And as I said, we've been here a little over 50 years and been supplying the local market, both the industrial side and the bakery side. And they're about a 50-50 split for us. And when I speak of industrial, we're speaking of Wholesome, Pepin, and I don't want to exclude anyone, Cedrinus, Mipan, Arsan. There's a number of different groups that we supply, and then there's anywhere. The actual census on the island today on bakeries, it varies a lot. I'm just going to say roughly 800 bakeries. Okay, it used to be 1,000. I don't know how many there really are. We do have our competition. There is imported flour that comes from the Dominican Republic, comes from the United States. But what we offer here, a little bit different. We have a full staff on technical support. We give classes. We have a full bakery to test and so forth. And as you know, wheat is a natural item, natural product, so it changes constantly. So you have to stay on top of what works, what doesn't work. And we have that here.
And the move towards whole wheat and whole grains, is that?
I'm glad you mentioned that. That is something that the Puerto Rican market tends to lag a lot from the U.S. aspect.
That's what I've noticed, yes.
We do produce a full line of whole wheats. One thing that we do have, and it is a patented product from ConAgra, it's called Ultra Grain. And it is a product that currently you find within the what they call the Pan Integral Blanco from Wholesome and Pepin, both manufacture, it's a finely ground whole wheat. Typically whole wheats are coarse. You see the flakes, you see the grit, that type of thing. This is a finely ground, but it's 100%. And the focus is really...
And it tends to be white too, no?
It tends to be whiter. It is made from a patented wheat that is owned by ConAgra, and it's a whiter wheat, so when you do grind it, it gives you a whiter color as a whole wheat.
Yeah, so.
And
I'm looking for the brownish,
and a lot of people do.
But typical Puerto Rican is looking for the white if you gave them.
Why was it developed? It was developed for kids. Kids didn't want to see those specks in their bread. So they wanted whole wheat nutrition, but without the specks, and this is a product that does it.
Okay, terrific.
And we do manufacture that here specifically too, so it's something new and different, and it's extremely nutritional, and it's just a little twist on some of the overall consumption of bread. What they are seeing is that white bread consumption is going down in the U.S., and you're seeing the whole wheat consumptions come up. So one's somewhat replacing the other, not 100%, but white bread in general has taken a hit because of its carbohydrate situation, and people are trying to reduce carbs, so they're taking some of the bread out of their diet. We don't really see that here in Puerto Rico yet.
Right.
We hope we don't.
Right.
But we're hoping that they would replace it with a whole wheat product. So, That's something that we do here.
And what percentage of the flower market does Molinos occupy in here in Puerto Rico?
Roughly, from the numbers that we have, we believe on a flower basis about 93%. It could be a little less than that. You are seeing a number of people bringing in their own products, like Walmart's, Costco's, and stuff like that, when they do in their bakeries. They're not buying directly from us. However, it's kind of interesting. Our parent company or our sister plants up in the U.S. are actually supplying some of those guys. So they're actually bringing flour from our flour mills in the States to bake in their bakeries.
Okay. And how many milling operations does Conagra have, and what is Puerto Rico's position vis-a-vis these milling operations throughout the states?
There's a total of 23. There's 22 in the United States. We're the 23rd. We're considered a medium-sized flour mill. In the United States, Conagra is the third largest flour mill. Next, I believe it is Cargill. And then ADM, and then Conagra, but a fairly large flour miller in the United States, and obviously we're part of that group, and so we get a chance to compare ourselves to how well we do with the mills in the U.S. From a standpoint of our yields and our efficiencies. We're actually pretty good. And the only thing that we don't do so well on are our energy cost. We represent about, of the 23 mills, about 28% of our total electrical costs come from one mill. That's here.
Wow. So yeah, that's what all the associations are, everybody's screaming that's what we have to go after and see how we can lower the electrical costs. And you're one more example of how that is an obstacle towards to Puerto Rico. How were you able to overcome that particular obstacle of higher energy costs?
Well, in a certain way, we just don't. We end up absorbing that particular cost in a lot of aspects. And obviously, I'm challenged by my management group out of Omaha to how, you know, and this, you know, can it be passed along? It really can't. I mean, it's substantial enough that on a base food product, which is still monitored and watched by DACO, you can't really pass it along. You really have to manage efficiencies and turn your lights off when you can. And people will say, well, you know, I mean, how does this really impact you? I mean, and I know there's many people out there with a much larger electrical bill than we have, but when you base it on a per hundredweight cost, it's a lot. And we're paying $5 million a year in electrical, so it's a substantial amount.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of horsepower to run these things, and so there's really no way we can really mitigate it. It's can we get more efficient? What can we do? Hopefully someday we'll see it go down.
Yeah. When was the operation established?
In 1957-58.
It's been a long-term relationship here. And where do you see it going? What do you see in the future? First of all, for the company, and then for you.
Well, I think from a standpoint of the company, what's going to be interesting to see is what does the environment of Puerto Rico present? How will they be friendly to manufacturers? Because a manufacturer really does have to overcome a lot. And we've been fortunate enough because of size, really, and our freight arrangements and stuff like that allow us to operate. I think as long as we can keep the freight arrangements feasible, and they will continue to look at how can these manufacturing units maintain themselves through cost. If we can do that, I see ourselves continuing to operate for a number of years. One of the things that was recently brought up, which is a hot subject, and again, it does affect us, is the Jones Act. Because of the way it's structured right now, it is a favorable thing for us from a standpoint of freight, because we're bulk freight, not container. That could be a determining factor. We would like to see it stay in place. a lot of people would like to see it go. Right. What I'm concerned about is the perception of if it goes, people think, oh, I'm going to save money. I've just been around too long, seen too many things. I think it'll get absorbed somewhere and really won't be recognized. So, again, I think Jones Axle will be a critical function for us. And we'll figure out something, I guess, if it does go away.
I know the Jones Act seems to me like the Cuban embargo.
Yeah, or something like that.
You talk and talk, it doesn't seem that nothing seems to happen. Let's take a break. Okay. I'm with John Stewie of Molinos de Puerto Rico.